Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 29. Save Priyatamaschatma Yato Na Bhayamanvapi Iti Veta Save Vidvan Yo Vidvan Sagurur Harihi. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: One who is engaged in devotional service has not the least fear in material existence. This is because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a super soul and friend of everyone. One who knows this secret is actually educated. And one thus educated can become the spiritual master of the world. One who is an actually bona fide spiritual master, representative of Krishna, is non-different from Krishna.
Purport.
Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Shakshat Daridvena Samastha Shastra Uktastata Bhav Yata Eva Shadbhi. The spiritual master is described in every scriptures as the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The spiritual master is accepted as identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he is the most confidential servant of the Lord. Kintu praborya preyeva tasya. The purport is that both the super soul and the individual soul are very dear to everyone. Everyone loves himself. And when he becomes more advanced, he loves the super soul also. A person who is self-realized does not recommend the worship of anyone but the super soul. He knows that to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead is easier than to worship various demigods under the influence of lust and the desire for material enjoyment. The devotee is therefore always engaged in the loving devotional service of the Lord. Such a person is a true guru. In the Patta Puran it is said, Satkarmani puno vipro mantra tantra visharataha avaishnava guru nasyat vaishnavo supacho guru. Even if a brahmana is very learned in the Vedic scriptures and knows the six occupational duties of a brahmana, he cannot become a guru or a spiritual master unless he is a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, if one is born in a family of dog-eaters but is a pure devotee of the Lord, he can become a spiritual master. The conclusion is that one cannot become a spiritual master unless he is a pure devotee of the Lord. One who is a spiritual master is, in accordance with the above description of devotional service, is to be understood as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, personally present. According to the words mentioned here, Gurur Hari, consulting a bona fide spiritual master means consulting the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally. One should therefore take shelter of such a bona fide spiritual master. Success in life means accepting a spiritual master who knows Krishna as the Supreme Beloved Personality. One should worship such a confidential devotee of the Lord. So in the translation, Srila Prabhupada, in the verse translation it is said, one who is engaged in devotional service has not the least fear in material existence. So, a person who is engaged in devotional service doesn't have any fear at all. And then Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, in the last part of the purport, success in life means accepting a spiritual master who knows Krishna as a Supreme Beloved Personality. So from fear or failure to success. So the whole purport is summarizing the whole philosophy in a nutshell, from the beginning to the ultimate perfection. The material world, we see a different species of life, and the human species is considered very, very special, because we see the animals, their whole life is a kind of struggle for existence. Sometimes we see the bird is eating some foodstuff or some grains, but after a few seconds it cannot enjoy it fully, completely or peacefully. It looks left and right out of fear. Is there somebody is going to catch me? Somebody going to snatch this? So much anxiety even to eat some foodstuff. Even the deer sometimes goes to the river to drink some water. After sipping few drops of water, it looks up. Is there some danger here and there? So the existence of animals are many times full of fear. Even the king of the animals, the lion, supposed to be a king, but still it has to also work very hard. Nahi suptasya simhasya pravishanti mukhe mruga. Many times the simple ant, it gets its food very easily. But the king of the animals, it has to work much, much more harder. It has to run behind, endeavor very hard. It doesn't get its food automatically. It works very hard. Even some days it goes without any food. So just to eat few grains or some food item, and the animal species that work hard and many times in fear. We don't see any human beings, they're eating some foodstuff, they're looking here and there, is somebody going to snatch this? Maybe sometime devotees, when they take Mahaprasad, they are a little fearful, who is going to snatch some maha from my plate? Otherwise, the life of that of a human being is not so much of fear as that of, or is not as that of struggle as that of animals. So the special facility is given to the human being. Why is that? Because the human intelligence and the discrimination power should be used to attain the perfection of life. But Srila Prabhupada mentioned, because the human being is a rational animal, he thinks that I should do something very higher. What he does, Prabhupada writes, he uses all his energy in gratifying his own senses, forgetting the real purpose of life. The animals are attracted to one particular sense, but the human being, they are given fully developed senses so that he can use all his senses and achieve perfection in spiritual life. But rather, as a rational animal, he uses all the propensity to degrade much lower than the animals. It is mentioned that even animals, though they are only endeavoring for these basic necessities, but they are many times much more higher than human beings, the uncivilized human beings. We don't see, and the animals are becoming the trouble, or they become in danger of the same species. The lion eats the deer, the cow eats the grass. So there is no danger of the same species. They are fearful of someone else, some other species. But the human, because he is a rational animal, he is very advanced, his fear is of the same species than anything else. Isn't it? The modern man thought that he is much advanced, so he used all his intelligence and all his thinking power in discovering so many things, ultimately out of fear. The man is not fearful of any is not having any problem with the food as such, but is fearful of losing much more than the food or life. Bhoge rogobhayam kule chudibhayam vitte andupalad bhayam. So the man, the animal, if you go there, go to the animal and tell that you don't have any dress, or you don't feel ashamed, or you're not fearful of seen naked by others. No, doesn't have any fear of that. Its only fear is how I'm going to lose my food. Little more higher that, how am I going to lose my life? But the human being, his fear is of how I'm going to lose my, I want to keep my prestige. I want to keep my material status quo. I want to keep my ego. So his fear is losing of these things. So, the human being, though they advanced, though they are given the facility by the Supreme Lord, but they use that to protect themselves. So out of fear, they level up so many advancement, so many technological advancement. The man, they develop so many warfare and so many materials, ultimately not out of any protection for others, but to save himself. The animals don't trouble each other, the same species, but the human being, they put bomb on each other's head and kill themselves. A devotee interestingly mentioned that advancement in the society, in the beginning of the advancement, they kill the first leader of the country through a bullet, shot. And a little further advance, they kill the second leader of the country through machine gun. And then we are more advanced. And then one bomb, finished. So is that the advancement? Not at all. So the real advancement, the real purpose of human life is that one has to come to the understanding of importance of spiritual life. Not thinking that how can I be protect myself, killing each other. So out of all these type of karmis, those were fully engrossed in sense gratification, few people, some or other, come to understanding that in spite of enjoying all these things, I am not at all happy. Let me seek for some spiritual solutions. And when they come to the spiritual path, they see most of the spiritual leaders are actually bogus. So when a person comes to a spiritual master, basically he meets those who speak very, very good philosophy. So much of knowledge in philosophical understanding. But their behavior is totally opposite. Isholan Sotra Swami Maharaj gave a nice class that how a person many times have lot of knowledge, philosophical understanding, but there is no vairagya or there is no practice of that knowledge. They speak so many philosophy, this philosophy, that philosophy, but to the practical understanding, they don't follow what they are doing. He gave an example, one professor used to come to his college and is giving lecture. And one hand he brings a cup of tea, another hand a cigarette. Then he gives lecture. And in between speech, one sip and one puff. You know, sip, puff. And then between some class. So, most the people are totally not interested in spiritual life. And even if they come, they are only interested in just speaking some armchair philosophy. No practicalities. So only knowledge, but no vairagya. And other hand, we see many times people are very, very austere, very tapasvis, very vairagis. Our devotees gone to the Himalayas and they met so many sadhus. Barfani Baba, something like that. And they claim that I am the only Barfani Baba. So much of austerities, they perform so much of vairagya, following principles. And if you ask them, what is your philosophy? Everything is one. ultimately everything is one. We are all God. So much of austerity, so much of tapasya, but the knowledge ultimately is useless. So the sahajas or those who are interested in cheap understanding of Krishna, they have so much of attachment to Krishna, but there is no vairagya. The spiritual life goes on two track, Guru and Krishna. But if you see this kind of category, the sahajas, they want Krishna but no Guru. Don't speak about spiritual master. We are direct link with Krishna. They can't achieve perfection. The train cannot go in one track. And the Mayavadi, those who are the jnanis, they say, no Krishna. We just accept Guru. That is also for the time being. So even they are also accepting only one track. They can't achieve perfection. So if a person wants to achieve perfection, there has to be two track, Guru and Krishna. But you see, people, either they have some knowledge and no practice of that, no vairagya, have a lot of vairagya or so much of tapasya, but there is no the conclusive knowledge of the scriptures. And both this category cannot achieve perfection. When there was a Mayavati sannyasi, he was teaching his disciple. He sat in a higher platform and they are practicing spiritual life. He sat on the Vyasasana and started teaching. Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. And the disciple down. He would repeat back. Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. So in this way it was going on for some time. Then the Guru suddenly realized that the voice is not coming from down, but it's coming from somewhere side. So then the Guru opened his eyes and the disciple is not sitting. And then the Guru wondered where the voice is coming from. When he turned the side way, the disciple is sitting on the same platform as that of a Guru. And the Guru asked, you are learning Upanishad. Upanishad means sitting near to the Guru under his feet. But you are sitting on the same platform. What happened to you? The disciple told, Gurudev, after all our philosophy is that in the initial time you should accept Guru. But then when you come to the platform of Vivaharika, or when you rise to the platform of the secondary stage, ultimately Guru and disciple are same. We are one. So previously I was disciple, now I become God brother. So why we have to distinction for sitting next to you? And Guru is wondering, I can't say anything because this is a philosophy. Then he continued, okay, Aham Brahmasmi. And they are chanting together. Now no more reciprocation. But then suddenly he realized there is no more voices coming. Then he opened his eyes and saw this disciple. And why you are not talking anything? And the disciple is telling, no, I mean thinking for some time that why we should have this long designation, God brother. Make it short, no more brother. We are in Paramatika stage, ultimate stage. We are God together. So that's why I'm thinking, no need of the designation, we are one. So this is another category. So much of knowledge and philosophy, but the conclusion is that there is no proper conclusion. So first of all, the people are not using their human form of life properly. And then if they want to understand some spirituality, they end up in this kind of description, in this type of spiritual orders. So the real success in life is that one has to approach a spiritual master who is bona fide, who understand the real conclusion of the scriptures. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came as a spiritual master, as a guru, as a devotee, he taught his disciple not only just dry vairagya without proper conclusion, but not only either just so much of knowledge but no practice of vairagya, but he gave both together. Vairagya vidya nijabhakti yoga sikshatame ekam purusham puranam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dari Kripambudir Tasya Maham Prapatye. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is that either just vairagya nor just so much of knowledge, but jnana and vairagya both together. And then that gives Krishna to us. So when a person wants to understand the conclusion of spiritual life, one should not just have either dry vairagya or just knowledge, but one should have both together. He should practice what he speaks, and he should speak what he is practicing. The definition of Mahatma given in the scripture, Vachasyekam manasyekam karmanyekam mahatmanaha vachas anyate manas anyate karmane anyate duratmana. So the Mahatmana means vachas ekam manas ekam karmani ekam mahatmana. What he thinks and what he speaks and what he does, the three things should be in common. What he thinks, he speaks that, and what he speaks, he does that. Walk your thought or walk your talk. This is the definition of Mahatma. But the other hand, we see the those who are materialistic or even the so-called spiritual leaders, their talks and walk are totally different. Or even if there has to be one, they say something nonsense and they follow something nonsense. There was one politician, he was thinking that let me go to this village and say some nice words and convince the people, I'll get the vote and I can exploit a lot of money. So this is his thought. When he goes there, he is telling, dear people, don't worry, if you elect me in this election, I will take care of all of you. If you lost your father, I will act as your father. If you lost your son, I will perform all the duty as that of a son. So he's not even thinking what he's speaking. He went on going like this. If you lost your husband, don't worry. No need to say further. So their thoughts are something else, how to exploit people, how to earn money. And their speech is something else. And what they do, they put the road such a way that within 2 years it will be spoiled, and again some more roads and get more money. So the action, the thought and the words are totally different. But on the other hand, the real Mahatma or the real gentleman is that all the three things are together. What he speaks, he does. So the definition of real spiritual master is that he knows Krishna, he carries Krishna in the heart and gives Krishna to others. He thinks about Krishna, he speaks about Krishna, and he gives Krishna to others. One time Srila Prabhupada was sitting in the chair, and the leader over there, he told all the devotees, so all the devotees are requested to board the bus, because they arranged a special car for Prabhupada. So they told, there is indirectly what he meant is that don't board the car, but other devotees can occupy the bus. Then they saw Prabhupada got up with a stick and was walking towards the bus. And devotee shocked, Prabhupada, we meant that the other devotee should go to the bus, not you. Then Prabhupada told, but you mentioned that all the devotees should go to the bus. Am I not a devotee? So the behavior of the spiritual master should be what he speaks, what he thinks, fitting to the definition of a spiritual master. So it is mentioned in the scripture, once the Jalani Master mentioned, that two things are very, very difficult to understand. One is Shambhu Tattva, or the understanding of Lord Shiva, and the second is Guru Tattva, the understanding of spiritual master. So this purport is filled with the definition of spiritual master. In one place, Srila Prabhupada mentions that according to the words mentioned here, consulting a bona fide spiritual master means consulting Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's very, in the philosophy of Vaishnavas and the Mayavadi, something very, very thin difference. They say Guru, Krishna, all are same. And we say Sakshad Haridvena Shamasta Shastrai. That Guru should be worshipped as good as Guru, as that of Krishna. Prabhupada mentions here, Consulting bona fide spiritual master means consulting supreme personality of Godhead. It's very thin difference. That's why they said the understanding of Guru Tattva is very, very difficult. So how is it possible that the Guru and Krishna can be identical? In which way? Prabhupada mentions here, Kintu Prabhorya Priya Eva Tasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Why Guru is identical to the Supreme Lord? Because Kintu Prabhorya Priya Eva Tasya. Because Guru is very, very dear to the Lord. He is not saying that He is Lord in an independent way. That I am Lord, I am everything, so worship me. For my own self gratification, I am Guru. No. Guru means He does all the sacrifices for the satisfaction of the Lord. And He teaches people that the real purpose of human life is not self gratification, rather the gratification of Krishna, the Supreme Lord. So He always teaches both Vairagya and Jnana. On the other hand, we see the other spiritual masters, so-called, they tell whatever you do it. Sambhog se samadhi, give me some money, or you do whatever you want. So the spiritual master who teaches like that is not spiritual master. One time, one spiritual master wanted to teach a disciple how sense gratification is bad. He told an interesting story. He told one, there was a king, and the king was very, very miserly in nature. So he told that we should not take any minister, because if you take ministers, we have to pay them. But we should advertise in such a way that no one should become ministers. So he told that now we are going to have an election or interview for a minister. And if you at all want to become a minister, you have to do one simple thing. What is that? I have got 3 goats with me. And if you feed this goat sufficiently, you are fit to be my minister. And people thought, it is not so difficult. Feeding elephant, maybe we have to think a lot. But feeding a goat is not so difficult. Some small stomach. So let us go, minister. So many people came. So they came one by one and they took those goats, went to the forest. From morning to evening, they went all around, brought very fresh leaves, so many nice vegetables, etc. Fed the goat full to the full extent. Then they thought, nobody can feed like this. I am working hard from morning, feeding the goat, and is eating everything. So today I'll go in the evening, and the king will keep me as a minister. So they came with the goat. Stomach is so huge. There's so much of pride in their heart. Tomorrow I'll be the minister in the kingdom. So then the king. So, did you feed the goat nicely? Yes, my dear king, you can check it. His belly is so big. Then the king told minister and the servant, servant, come on, do your job. So the servant went and brought some very fresh twig with the leaves, green leaves, and came to the goat. Showed to the goat. And the goat, what it will do? It went mad and started eating that leaves. Then the king told, what is this nonsense? You told that you fed the goat, but still it is hungry, you see. It is eating the grass, it is eating the leaves. So you haven't fed, get out. You are not fit to be a minister. So in this way, so many people tried like this, feeding the goat from morning to evening, bring it back, and again, come on, servant, do your job. The servants come, they leave, and the goat goes mad, eating all the leaves. So then, one intelligent person, he thought, I should do something else. So what he did, he took the goat and didn't go to the forest. He went to the inside the room, locked the door. Then he brought a fresh leaves and twigs, brought to the goat, and the goat went mad to eat that. And when he came to eat the leaves, he took the twig back and took a stick and tadak on the face, one slap. And the goat became, my God, I supposed to eat and I got a beating. Then went other side, and again sometime the goat forgets, he stores the leaf and comes to eat tadak again. In this way, morning to evening he have good practice. Then by the time the evening it came, the goat understood, now green leaves means what it is. So then evening over, the servant brought the goat to the king and told the king, my dear king, it is completely failed. You can check it whatever you want. And king told, servant, come on, do your job. And the servant came with a twig of leaves, with green leaves hanging, and showed to the goat. As soon as the goat saw the leaves, it immediately remembered his practice. Ran away from that place immediately. Then the servant told, and the citizen told, king, my dear king, you see, the goat is completely fed. And the king told, see, the belly is very short. It is not eaten anything properly. How do you say it is fed? Don't ask me all this question. From morning to evening, I fed it very nicely. You can check it whatever way you want. So then, he became the minister. So, the senses and the mind is that of a goat. How much ever we feed, how much ever we put stuff, still it goes like that as a goat. I want more and more. So the real spiritual master teaches the people that don't try to enjoy or gratify your own senses. Rather give to others. Sacrifice yourself for other satisfaction. Ultimately to the Krishna satisfaction. That is the bona fide spiritual master's definition of spiritual life. So here we see that the spiritual master is in so much love with Krishna, he says that everything what you do in your life should be done for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. And that's why he is identical with the Supreme Lord. He is desire, he is motivation, his instruction are all connected to the Supreme Lord. Nothing independently for his own or for the other's own sense gratification. So the spiritual master is identical to the Supreme Lord. The Guru Tattva or the philosophy of spiritual master is very, very difficult thing to understand, in the sense that if you see in the whole parampara, in the category of Pancha Tattva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Guru represent everyone. Guru is identical with Krishna. Janyasura explains that Srivas, the member of the Pancha Tattva, is also Guru. How? Because Srivas Thakur is Narada Muni. And Narada Muni is one of the spiritual masters in the parampara. Expert spiritual master. As Sikshashram gave a class before, that how Narada Muni is expert preacher. He can preach inside the womb. He can preach to the hunter, to the big king, expert preacher. And then Advaita Acharya, he is Acharya, Advaita Acharya. He brought Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Lord Shiva himself. Bhagavatam says, Characharasya, Lord Shiva is considered to be the guru of everyone. Characharasya guru nirvairinam atma vigraham. He is the guru of all the living entities. So Advaita Acharya is Acharya, he is also a spiritual master. And then Nityananda Prabhu, he is Adi Guru, Nityananda Jagat Guru. It is said that Balaram is the immediate expansion of Krishna. And Nityananda Prabhu is a Sandini potency in the spiritual world. He becomes the existential potency in the spiritual world. He becomes, when Krishna walks, he becomes umbrella. When Krishna stands, walks, he becomes the chappal, the shoes. He becomes the Brahman thread in Krishna's body. In this way, in all possible way, Nityananda Prabhu or Balaramji serve the Supreme Lord. Without approaching Srivas Thakur, one can't get the mercy of Advaita Acharya. And without approaching Advaita Acharya, one can't get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And without being favored by Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot get the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Thus, we can't get Krishna. So, these are all spiritual master. And then Gadadhar Pandit is none other than Srimati Radharani herself, who is another representation, the original spiritual master, who engages everyone in the service of Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is a guru. He came as a devotee, Krishna came as a devotee to teach everyone. And then finally, Vasudevasudam devam kamsa chanuramardanam devaki paramanandam krishnam vande jagadgurum. Ultimately, Krishna is also spiritual master. Krishnam vande jagadgurum. So, the spiritual master is identical with all his personality because he is doing the job of taking all the conditioned souls back to his parampara, ultimately the service of Sri Radha and Krishna. So an understanding of spiritual master is very important. One cannot see the spiritual masters as separate from the Lord because he is representing all his category of devotees. So Prabhupada mentions here, when a person consults a spiritual master, he is instead of consulting the Supreme Lord. While another reason is that Krishna lives in the heart of the devotees, the spiritual master. Sadhunam hridayantvaham. Sadhu hridayamayam, sadhunam hridayantvaham. And I am situated in the heart of my devotees. So if a person neglects the devotee, approaches Krishna, he can't get Krishna's favor. Shurpanaka and Ramayana, we see, she approached with a genuine attraction to Lord Ram. What she did? She approached Lord Ram directly. She offended Mother Sita. Why I should go through her? She is my competitor. So let me approach Lord Ram directly. And then what she got? She got the lesson. She could not get the favor of Krishna. So people think that why we should approach a spiritual master? Let us directly go to somebody before, or directly to Krishna himself. That is a lower understanding. Krishna means not alone. When we say Prakriti, it automatically denotes the Purusha. When we say a slave, it automatically denotes master. When we say there is a widow, it automatically refers to some husband. So when we say Krishna, or when you say devotee, it automatically refers to Krishna and the associates. So that's why say Krishna came as Panchatattva. So people, those who approach Krishna directly, are not actually understood the philosophy. Because Krishna is not alone. He is with everyone. So a person before approaching Krishna should first approach the Guru. One devotee mentioned, many times people say, why we should accept a spiritual master? Let us go to the Paramaguru directly or to Krishna directly. But he said, you are not so advanced that Krishna has to take his tribhanga form straight and take his flute and raise his hand and tell you why you broke this principle. You are not advanced that Krishna speak to you directly. Or the Acharya, previous Acharya, it's not that he has to come out of the Vyasasan and tell you, why did you break this principle? You are not so advanced on that level. But if you do some mistake, either is a spiritual master present or a devotee is present, immediately you will catch your shika. Dear Prabhu, why did you go that side? Where did you went yesterday? Otherwise, if you don't approach the godbrothers and the spiritual master, then if you say, I am advanced, I will go directly to the parampara, then still you will find after coming to temple hall, you pay obeisances till the deity is smiling at you. Doesn't feel any difference. But if there is a devotee, there is a spiritual master, he catches you immediately. So, a person should have an unflinching faith in the instruction of the spiritual master. And Prabhupada mentioned that following spiritual master means, accepting spiritual master means following his instruction. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami, he again confirms this point by his behavior. Kaviraj Goswami, he says, I am very old. My hand is trembling. I am not able to write. My memory is very faded. I am not able to see. But still I am able to write the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is really a wonder. And he composed Chaitanya Charitamrita with this particular age. And he humbly mentions that Nityananda personally came in my dream and sent me to Vrindavan. And also he mentions that Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan gave their blessings and permission by giving their Mahagarland to me. So all these things he mentions before you proceed in Charitamrit. But then, when he came to one particular verse, he says, please my dear readers, please understand, whatever we are writing is bona fide. It is very important. Take it seriously. And then he gives a reason for that. Why? This is because we have heard this from Raghunath Das Goswami and the diary of Swarup Damodar Goswami. So when he speaks about his pastimes that Nityananda Prabhu personally told me, and then Radha Madan Mohan gave me this garland, oh, that's why this book is bona fide. That's why we are very pure, we are writing this book, please everyone hear. He doesn't quote this incident for his book's credentiality. Rather, he establishes the credentiality of Chaitanya Charitamrita by telling that we have heard this same thing what we are writing from Raghunath Das Goswami and Swarup Damodar Goswami's diary. So he gives these two things important for the authenticity of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Otherwise people in the world, they say, Krishna came in my dream to me. Yesterday Lord Ram came and he spoke to me. Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says, if anyone comes to meet me, he asks, who are they? Krishna's devotee. Tell them I don't have any time. I have time for his devotee. So Kaviraj Goswami and all the acharyas in our parampara, they give more importance for the devotees and the spiritual master, then they go to Krishna, the associate. So Kaviraj Goswami mentions that I don't have any qualification, but only qualification I have heard from my spiritual master Raghunath Das Goswami. Again in the life of Srila Prabhupada, Siddhanta Saraswati appreciated that he is hearing attentively, and Prabhupada mentioned that I never felt separation from a guru because I am following his instruction all the time. So the real guru, or a guru, is identical with Krishna because he is in full love with Krishna. Not only that, the devotee should give more importance to guru and the devotees, and then one should give approaches Krishna directly. And that is a sum and substance of this purport. To summarize this, we discussed about the how the human beings are degrading as a set of animals without using their spiritual understanding. And then even if they are interested, they are coming to different bogus guru who are either have jnana or vairagya. And then the real spiritual master is that one has both jnana and vairagya. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu propagated their philosophy. And then guru is identical with Krishna because he is representing all the panchatattva and Supreme Lord Krishna himself. And then such a devotee should understand Krishna, spiritual master position, and should not neglect the God brothers or spiritual master and approach Krishna directly. And if anyone does devotional service respecting the devotees, guru and Krishna, in appropriate way, and he can be free from fear, and then that will be the success in his life. Bhagavatam says, Yashyamai Shriyamanayam Krishner Paramapurushaham Bhaktirutpatyatam Pumsam Sokamoha Vayapaha. The one who hears Krishna Katha from the pure devotees, from the bona fide spiritual masters and the assembled and association of devotees, he can be free from fear, illusion, and Sokamoha Vayapaha. And that will be the success. As Prabhupada mentioned, the success in life means accepting a spiritual master who knows Krishna as the only Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we will stop here. Is there any comment? This is a very deep topic. Maybe those who are very close to going through, someone can speak better. If anyone wants any correction or comment, we'll take. So we'll stop here for the further attractive features. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.